Regan Barth is with us, ReaganBabe.com, ReaganBabe.com. We got a few folks who want to talk about yesterday's verdict, Megan, but not a lot of people. I think there are folks who are kind of looking at it and going, well, so that's over. Not according to Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Even though the system worked the way it was supposed to, they feel like the system still needs reworking. What's the feeling in your neck of the woods?
Well, it will never be enough for the Marxist left, because their idea of justice isn't your typical American ideal of justice, which is blind justice. They're all about social justice, which means defunding the police, or as they now call it, reimagining the police. But honestly, what other outcome did we expect? The judge did not sequester the jury. The jury was exposed to nightly rioting, arson, chants in front of the Hennepin courthouse. We had elected officials, including the president and Maxine Waters, making commentary that there was only one right verdict. And Maxine Waters, quite frankly, has used this inflammatory, insightful rhetoric, the exact type of rhetoric they claimed Trump made on January 6th, even though he said to march peacefully and protest on the Capitol. Maxine Waters basically said that they need to continue the rioting. And the riots will continue. It will never be enough for the Marxist left until they burn down every community in order to rebuild it in Obama and Valerie Jarrett's image. They did this to Ferguson. They did this to Baltimore. They now did it to Minneapolis and Brooklyn Park. We saw the riots in Los Angeles, which has still never recovered, and that is Maxine Waters' district. And we saw BLM, which is basically burn, loot, and murder, surround a semi, which last night, after the verdict came through, the guilty on all charges, and that gave me memories of Reginald Denny.
Oh, yeah.
So the Marxist left will not be happy until we either have won a civil war, or they or a race war, quite frankly, or they have torn down all of the communities that they helped destroy over generations because of their leadership. And so this is all just another ploy of getting more federal money in order to create the reparations that they have promised the black community. You know, I don't think we have a policing problem in this country. We have some bad cops, just like we have some bad doctors, just like we have some bad teachers, etc. What we have is a parenting problem in this country. Because what we saw in Chicago, for example, after a 13-year-old kid was out at 2 in the morning with a gun shooting at cars with a 21-year-old, that somehow is the police's fault and not the parents' fault. Then we have a 16-year-old or a 15-year-old girl with a knife in Columbus yesterday trying to stab another black girl. I guess a female cop, if I'm not mistaken, shoots her a few times in order to save the other black girl, and somehow that's the cop's fault. And the mother, who never had really custody of her, claims that she was just a motherly figure. Well, sure. My mother was not wielding knives. Steak knives or what have you, at other innocent people threatening to stab them or kill them. But it's a parenting problem. It's a cultural problem specific within the black community. And until the black community teaches their children to stay out of the system, then they aren't going to have a problem with the system.
You know, there was a voice. We're chatting with Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, on the Birmingham Broker Hotline. There was a voice that many years ago was looked at in the black community as respectful and respectable. And he came out and said, look, you want to improve your lot in life? How about this? Stop selling crack. Pull your pants up. Learn the King's English. Get those stupid grill out of your mouth and actually have, you know, decent teeth. Dress nicely. Go to a job interview, learn a thing or two, and then actually get a job and improve your place in society. This is how you're going to make the black community better. Stop having kids out of wedlock. Stop having sex with everything that moves. Stop doing drugs. These are all the things you need to do if you want to improve the black community. That guy was Dr. Bill Cosby, and he got shut down. as a result of it, because there were people out there that really didn't like what he was saying. Now, he may have also engaged in a lot of activity that put him where he is today, but it's sort of interesting how that slid under the radar for all these years until he started saying things that leaders in the black community didn't want to hear, which is, guys, at least 50% of this, and probably more like 80% of this, lies at your doorstep. You want to improve your situation. You have all the tools to do it. Instead, you sit and you whine and you cry and you blame systemic racism.
Well, it's a cop-out, isn't it? It's just like your typical Democrat mantra. They refuse to take accountability or responsibility for their actions over decades of them managing decline, specifically within these inner cities that we now are witnessing are on fire. They refuse to apologize for it. They just continue to throw money at it, and the money honestly never goes to the inner city. It goes to the pockets of the administrators. It gets lost in big government bureaucracies and never really makes it down to the street. It certainly doesn't make it to education, and that's truly one of the fundamental problems in the inner city communities is the lack of a quality education. Instead, what quality education to the left now is teaching these kids that they're victims, teaching these kids to look through a kaleidoscope of color instead of the content of character. And so generational poverty is not only born out of unwed mothers, but it's also born out of the absence of fathers, as well as a lack of a good quality education. And the Democrats own all of this. So the deflection, of course, is to blame the system, right?
Oh, sure.
The big boogeyman that they really can't point at unless that person has a badge. But if that person has a badge that is saving another black life from a 15-year-old crazed maniac with a knife, somehow it's the officer's fault, not the parent's fault, not the kid's fault, not the wielding maniac with a knife, but the press, of course, and Valerie Jarrett. She came out of the rock that she's been hiding under for years. She again said, well, the cops should have broken up the knife fight. Okay. Right.
Well, they did. They did in a very, very serious way. Why is it that people always feel like they're law enforcement experts when this thing goes down? I just talked about something that the New York Post had printed. It was a 12-year-old's birthday party Saturday in Louisiana. And gunfire erupted. There was some sort of feud that broke out. And yes, everybody at the party was African American. 9 kids between the ages of 12 and 18 were shot. 9 kids. Now, none of them were dead. They were injured. 2 of them still hospitalized. And the police showed up. Nobody saw nothing, Megan. Nobody saw nothing. Right. Nobody. And I'm looking at them and I'm going, and you think somehow you're going to solve the problem? Somehow the police are the problem? I look at this and I think, maybe it's you.
Right. And Jim Jordan actually had a great exchange with a Democrat, I believe today or yesterday, regarding the spike in crime where cities have defunded the police, whether it be L.A., New York, Baltimore, Portland. They have had triple digit, 100% in some cases, spike in murders, homicides, shootings, etc. This is the chaos that the Democrats are sowing and continuing to sow within the inner city. If you ask any black American out there that hasn't been bamboozled by the big lie that the Democrats sell them, they don't want to defund the police. They actually want safety and security. I bet you any money that the people at that party that you spoke of dialed 911. They didn't call a healthcare worker. They didn't call a social worker. They didn't call their relatives. They dialed 911. The only pandemic, Richard, I would like to see from here on out is the blue flu, because policemen across the country have targets on their chest, not only because of this verdict, but because of the inflammatory rhetoric that is coming out of the mouths of elected Democrats from the West Coast to the East Coast. Let the inner cities and let the Democrats fend for themselves. I am all for a blue flu. If they want anarchy, they can get anarchy.
And by the way, there's not a single poll out that shows that the majority of people want to defund the police. Not a one. Even right. African-Americans are like, oh, hell no. 65-67% of African-Americans are like, no, we don't want to defund the police. That's crazy. Our neighborhood would go up in flames tomorrow if we did that. Anyway, we got to take a break. We're chatting with Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com. Stick around. We'll be right back. Joining us on the Birmingham Broker Hotline, the one and only Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, ReaganBabe.com. I think it's interesting that the Biden Department of Justice under Merrick Garland is going to now investigate the Minneapolis Police Department. I can't help but feel like, hold on a second, you had the chief of police speaking out against Derek Chauvin. You had other police in the hierarchy speaking out and actually testifying against Derek Chauvin. They fired the guy. They made sure that charges were filed against him in the city of Minneapolis and the state of Minnesota. And now you're going to go in and you're going to look and see, well, maybe there's a problem here. I'm a little confused about the whole thing. Didn't this go the way they wanted it to? What am I missing here?
No, you're not really missing anything except for the fact, like I had said in the opening segment, that Marxists will never be satisfied with any outcome, because as many of them said on Twitter last night, as Joe Biden and Kamala came out yesterday and spoke, as Kamala's sister had said, you know, basically we're just getting started. This is not justice, they claim. Justice will be when they completely reimagine the police department, whatever the hell that means. And so, again, as I said before, police are now the perpetrators, and everyone, including criminals, are victims. So what we have is a spike in crime across all major cities, even cities that have a majority black police force or at least people of color.
Like Birmingham.
We have women police chiefs. Correct. We have women police chiefs. We have black police chiefs. We have Hispanic police chiefs. But that's simply not enough for the left. The left is hell-bent under Joe Biden's rule, if you will, his implemented rule. And he's really not the one pulling the strings. We're not really sure, but I claim it's Valerie Jarrett and Barack Obama. This is
I'm with
Barack
you on
Obama's
that.
Third
I'm, term. I think Susan Rice is in the mix, too. But, yeah, I would say that there's a cabal behind the scenes that every time Joe moves his mouth, you know, you can see Barack's lips move just a little bit. Just saying.
Absolutely. And so what this investigation, it's another waste of time. However, they have to make sure they cross all their I's and all of their T's so they can have some sort of excuse for the reimagination of policing in this country, which where I said all of these cities that have reimagined the police by defunding them by hundreds of millions or tens of millions of dollars have seen an inordinate spike in homicides, armed robberies, and other violent crimes. Move out of the cities if you can, people. I know that you guys are probably surrounded by the country, but move out of the cities because it's only going to get worse.
We live in a MAGA, really just a nirvana. You know, I mean, you get out of the city, you live in the country, and all the stuff that the left claims they want, no racism, no homophobia, everybody gets along and sings kumbaya, everything they claim they want is what we have. And yet they seem to be unable to create it in their own cities for some reason. Megan Barth, a pleasure as always. We'll do it again next Wednesday, hopefully under happier circumstances when we're not so one note. In the meantime, have a fabulous week.
You too. Thanks so much.
All right. There you go. Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, ReaganBabe.com.